Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This is Rick Frank sitting in for John Block, who is on vacation. And now for today's commentary. We just returned from summer vacation to the Baltic, including St. Petersburg, Russia. Mother Russia hasn't really changed at all much since the Soviet days. There are beautiful palaces, exquisite waterways, and art treasures galore. There are security cameras on every building and corner, very cold and unpleasant immigration officials, and tour guides who speak disparagingly about Russian technology and society. Over 30 years ago, when Secretary Block negotiated the sale of U.S. grain to the Soviet Union, it was a great day for both countries. The U.S. had every reason to be proud that its hyper-efficient agricultural sector created significant abundances so that we could help feed ourselves and much of the Soviet population. For the Soviets, too, it should have been a great day in the sense that the grain sales represented hope for the future of the U.S.-Soviet relationship and ultimately the Soviet people. Unfortunately, Russia, illustrated by its grandest city, St. Petersburg, remains a land of stark contrasts. The palaces of Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, and the world-class art museum, the Hermitage, are spectacular examples of Russian history and wealth. Curiously, the vast majority of Russians we met remain pessimistic about their country and its future. Our tour guide remarked that Russians favor American, Japanese, and European cars because Russian-made vehicles perform poorly and look like square boxes. Another guide quipped that while the Russian government has built numerous canals in an effort to prevent flooding, they never really seem to work. The Cold War mentality represented by security cameras and overzealous border guards is a sad reminder that the Soviet people haven't made as much progress as we had all hoped for when Secretary Block completed the grain sales to Russia in the early 1980s. Russia has made substantial progress in agriculture and has had the financial benefit of vast natural resources. But the national morale of the Russian people remains dismal. Americans, despite our economic slowdown, remain an optimistic and proud people, always striving to improve. Russia's continuing pessimism and its Cold War-type alliances with the likes of Syria's Hafez al-Assad are strong reminders that the Soviet-style bear is still alive and not so well in Russia. Until Jack Block returns next week, I'm Rick Frank in Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.